it's not my job to compare myself to anybody, so I just go out there and play my game and, you know, try to get the job done.
Is it frustrating that it always comes up, though?
I mean, I'm worried about being Danny and being there for my teammates, and, you know, that's all I can worry about.
Is it exciting to see that all the offensive weapons are back with you, and Shane Green out there? Is it exciting to see what this offense can do with the fully loaded?
Yeah, you know, we're obviously trying to prepare for a good week this week and get a win. That's all on our minds.
And what are you learning as a team? You know what I mean? You've had the injuries, but now coming back on offense. Now you got the injuries on defense. You guys seem to continue to battle, be in every single game, win a lot of games. What are you learning about as a team as you go about this process?
You know, just to work as hard as you can throughout the week and let it all go on Sunday. And, you know, hopefully you come up with a win. You know, it's a tough task sometimes, but, you know, that's why we prepare so hard during the week and at least give ourselves a chance. So.
Do you like the way guys have responded to the challenge so far?
I mean, yeah, you know, coming off a Monday game and then getting into the week a day later is sometimes a rough deal. And, you know, we're all amped up today, all excited to be out there. And, you know, we had a good day today. So on to the next day tomorrow.
What are your thoughts on what Wes has done for, like, the slot position in general?
You know, Wes is a great player. I've been watching Wes since he was in college. I was in high school. He's done a lot of things for the slot position, and you know, it's exciting to watch his career progress. Has nothing to do with me, but you know, he's done a lot for our position.
How so?
You know, he was. Not to get too much into his career and talk about him, but you know, he's a great player, and like I said, he's just done a lot. So,
is there a conscious effort for you this week to maybe try to get away from the idea of even talking about him? Just
that's, I mean, I don't really think about it too much, to be honest with you. You know, I've been watching Wes for 10, 12 years. It's old news, so. He's a great player, it's bottom line. We're going to have to do a good job stopping him.
Could you give a guess on how many times you've been asked about him since you arrived here? No,
you should have heard it when I went to college. like I said, he's a great player, and that's really all I can say.
You guys worse there or here?
About equal.
Could you talk about Wes?
Yeah, how many more times do we have to ask to tip the scales?
I mean, is there a personal connection there, or more just the connection that we make because of you get the position?
No, Wes and I have been friends for a long time. He knows this is a business first and foremost, unfortunately. You know, we all love to play football, and you know, we share that commonality for sure, and I respect him as a man and as a player.
Week 12 of the NFL season, I don't think any player feels like they do maybe the first day they walk in
right. For
training camp. But for you and what you've been through this year, how do you feel relative to maybe where you've been?
I feel really good right now. I had a good day today, and I feel really good. And I'm really amped up going into this week and ready for another day of preparation tomorrow.